An Australian protester, Trenton Oldfield, has been jailed for interrupting London's prestigious Oxford versus Cambridge boat race last April. A court found he spoiled the race for thousands of spectators. The 36-year-old has been sentenced to 6 months jail with a non-parole period of 3 months. His supporters say it's a disgrace, given Britain that prides itself on accommodating protesters. Europe correspondent Rachel Brown was at the sentencing.
And once they get round this little corner here, which is still in Cambridge's favour...
The point of Trenton Oldfield's stunt mightn't have been clear at the time.
What's happened? Cambridge has stopped. Cambridge has stopped. Wayne Palmer, what can you tell
us? Stop rowing. There's a man swimming across between the boats.
But it's surely memorable now. When race organisers realised what they thought was debris was actually an arm, they stopped the race.
This is unprecedented.
Well, now, this is what happened.
It's earned the anti-elitism protester 6 months in jail. Trenton Oldfield wanted to address inequality in London and UK government cuts. A jury found him guilty of causing a public nuisance. It did ask for leniency, but Judge Anne Molyneux has shown little.
You did nothing to address inequality by giving yourself the right to spoil the enjoyment of others. You made your decision to sabotage the race based on the membership or perceived membership of its participants of a group to which you took exception. That is prejudice.
Outside court, his supporters were shocked by the sentence. His wife, Deepa Naik.
In the 3 days preceding the protest, the coalition government introduced the Communications Data Bill to legalise surveillance of all UK citizens. The Queen signed off the bill to privatise the NHS. A cabinet minister called for the public to go to the police if they had suspicions their neighbour or family member might protest at the Summer Games. The criminalisation of protest and of protesters is a reflection of the hyper-anxiety of the bosses and the ruling classes.
She was asked how she hoped his home country of Australia would react.
Please come out, make your concern known as much as possible in solidarity with Trenton, but to also many others who are currently being criminalised for protesting.
The sentence has generated amazement in some British quarters. The former charlatan singer Tim Burgess likened it to the fate of the jailed Russian punk band.
And here's us thinking the Pussy Riot sentence was draconian.
The New Statesman legal blogger David Alan Green wrote,
"Cannot seriously believe that had it not been an Oxford-Cambridge thing, Trenton Oldfield would have received 6 months in prison."
The university rowing teams said the stunt wasn't funny, that he could have got himself killed. They weren't commenting overnight, but released a statement thanking police and saying they were looking ahead to next year's competition. Cambridge will be defending its crown on March the 31st. Oldfield could be watching it from jail. He'll be eligible for parole in 3 months. This is Rachel Brown at the Isleworth Crown Court reporting for Saturday AM.